Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Woo! Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you found me. Sitting in the Santa sleigh here in the Santa Claus studio, the Auto World Plaza. Yes, I've been busy waxing those runners on this sleigh. We want to make sure that we win the race when we go up to the local ski hill there in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting from. Been in the Boise, Idaho area since 1968. That's quite a few years back, of course, and I've always been ranching, mechanicking, grease monkey. Started my own repair shop back in the day, 45-plus years ago, and have been helping you and turned ASC certified, of course, in all those different divisions on your automobile, folks. You're in your auto world. Yes, those brakes and those transmissions, the rear end, the front end, the CV joints. Oh, my goodness. The carburetors, now that it's fuel injection, now we're dealing with, of course, here at the Greasy Garage, we're dealing with the EVs, the electric cars, so, and the hybrids are there also. Doing it this many years, yes, cars have changed, trucks have changed. Have you changed? Yes, have you changed? Have you stopped driving the old 1970 Ford Granada? Or are you still driving the Ford Pinto? Oh, yeah, that Ford Maverick. What about that Chevrolet, that 1962 Chevrolet Impala four-door? Oh, I'm taking a few of you back in time. That's okay. We don't drive those cars anymore. We collect them. We buy them and spend way too much money for them so they can sit in our garages to look at. Yeah, you still drive them a little bit. That's good. But we are in that, you know, all of us. I'm in a four-season area, so we're dealing with sewage coming out of the sky. And that's what my car calls it that. I don't call it sewage. My car says, no, it's raining on me. What is up in that rain coming down on you? Acid. In fact, with that acid rain, zip code-wise, we're all in a different zip code. As you know, we're nationwide here, coast to coast. And that a lot of you might not care about washing your car. You just drive it into the car wash. Well, so you know this. You don't have to hand wash your car. I recommend it. I recommend you hand washing your car. Terry cloth towels only, please. Now you have another Auto World tip. You just plug in, or if it's cordless, you just get the leaf blower out and blow the water off your car once you get it washed. But so you know, Meguiar's Car Wax, many, many years ago, they started back in 1901. I learned this from Barry Meguiar, and he, you know, basically he said that, Mark, we prescribe prescriptions to people. I said, oh, you're a doctor then? Well, yes, we are. He's a doctor in the aspect that company Meguiar's, they know that all of us have different weather patterns. And when you fill out their little form, which is free on the internet, Meguiar's.com, you fill out the form, you put your zip in, they actually look and they know the weather patterns that we all live in, which are different. Of course, as we know, if you're down in Scottsdale or Texas right now or Florida, you have humidity or less humidity or more sun than I do, et cetera, snow, rain up in Seattle, et cetera. So the zip codes is how they want to make sure that they get you the right package to make sure that your car gets cleaned correctly, and of course that is, so you know, just a little bit of information trivia. Your car washes that you have your cars washed at automatically have that package in there for the different zip codes. We want to look good. Get up, dress up, and show up. It'll look good. Good to have you along. Today here on Auto World, we're going to talk about a hoverboard. Have you tried one of those yet? Hello to broken wrists. Don't get on it. I promise you don't get on it. The kids can do it. Kids, you can get on the hoverboard. Go over to our Facebook page, take a look at that comparison of the hoverboard that you and I can stand on versus the picture. Just take a look over at our Facebook page. Mark Evans is the address. Instagram, Auto World Media. We have Auto World Radio Facebook page. Head on over. You can follow us on Facebook. We're full up on the friend. We can only have 5,000 friends, so we're full now, but keep in touch with us, please do, and please click to be a friend, because you never know when somebody might drop off, not be there, whatever, and we'll keep you informed. And again, I'm on LinkedIn, Mark Evans. Welcome you there. I've got a Twitter account. Just look me up. Google me, Mark Evans. In fact, that's how you do our podcast. Just Google Auto World Mark Evans. Today here on Auto World, I want to hear from you at 855-660-4261. And, of course, our email is good 28 hours a day, every day of the week, 8 days a week, right? Yeah. AutoWorldRadio at yahoo.com, please do. I'm going to go in talking about email. I want to share your emails, of course. Interrupt me at any time at AutoWorldRadio at yahoo.com. We're going to go into this email bag called Stump the Chump. I got some trivia for you, Auto World trivia. And, yeah, we're going to get back to the NADA Summer 2022 Dealer Attitude Survey. First hour I shared with you, we're starting at the bottom. 10 would be the worst attitude. Number 1 would be the best. The brands, the dealers that cover and sell these brands, the dealers that you are listening to, you might listen up because you're going to find out. Well, let's just give it to you right now. NADA, what's that stand for? It's the little yellow book, the guide, price guide. And you have the Kelley book, you have the NADA guide, this yellow. The blue book is Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com. The National Automobile Dealers Association Dealer Attitude Study. That's what this is. Of the summer of 2022. And the winter one's going to be coming out here in a little bit. When we get it here at Auto World, we're going to share it with you. But with that, let's get right to it. Let's start. I'll just go ahead and we'll do number 10 again. Go all the way up. And we're going to get to number one just in a little bit. So number 10. Attitude study. The dealer attitude study. Number 10, the worst was Audi. 9, Acura. 8, Mazda. 7, Subaru. 6, Kia. 5, Honda. 4, Porsche. Number 3 on the NADA's Summer 2022 Dealer Attitude Survey is BMW. Coming up on the next segment, you're going to hear number 2 and number 1, so get your pen and paper ready and pencil because, well, Dougie, the five-stick drummer, wasn't ready. So we'll get him ready, and we'll hear the number 2 and number 1 spot on the next segment. But we're also going to have a little story about how a Ford Econoline van got away with $6 million. And, you know, what I say to that is Ford Econoline vans is a pretty good square box. They got a lot of room. Yeah, we're going to go into the email bag. Got trivia for you. And also, we're going to finish up. We're going to go to 3, 2, and 1 with Dougie, the five-stick drummer. He'll be in the studio with the, I have for you, the top 10 United States cities with the worst drivers. The city I'm sitting in, Boise, Idaho, we made number 4. The heck, people, what's going on? Is that based upon how many drivers and how many cars there are out there on the road? If you go to a little town, there's only, you know, population base of 800 people. You're only going to have 800 cars? But is there 2 cars per driveway? So if you got population of 800, you got 16 cars. Watch out! So the bigger cities, a lot of cars, a lot of people, a lot of cars. That's all I got to say. So put the phone down, stop texting. And at the end of the program here, a word with Mark. I look forward to your calls at 855-660-4261. Since 1992, that number's still there. It still will be. Email autoworldradio at yahoo.com. You can Facebook message me, of course. Absolutely, please do. At Mark Evans, that's the address. Instagram is autoworldmedia.com, just like our website, autoworldmedia.com. And again, LinkedIn, Twitter, I'm on there. Just look for Mark Evans. I do appreciate it. I appreciate you. I salute you for being here. We are going to, when we come back from the short break, we're going to get to the email bag. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's in the house. Yes, he's in the house. Get back. He's trying to pick me one out. I pick them out. No one else picks the emails out. Now, the ones I pick out, Stump the Chump, I have not read those emails in the bag. So, folks, so stay tuned. Let's see if the email I pick out when we come back from this break will stump the chump. And I am the chump. PR Director Bobby Biesser is here. He's going to do that notebook for you. So we're going to get those notebooks out to you here. Probably next week. Huh? He says, not even. Oh, okay, after Christmas, we'll do it. We'll do it after Christmas. A specialty Auto World notebook just for you. We come back, email bag. I think I'm going to go get some M&Ms.
Wishing you brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long, my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
And thank you for doing your job. Yeah,
up. Thank you for doing your job because, oh, my goodness, this list of the worst drivers and the cities that we're going to be broadcasting here in a little bit. But first, Auto World is America's automobile enthusiast show because of you folks, and thank you. Appreciate that. Don't ever forget, you can reach me at any one point in time. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Free consulting. That's what I'm saying there. There's no, I never ask for your credit card or any money at all. Through the week, you can email me at AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com whenever your auto world goes sideways on you. Your car, your truck breaks down. Questions of your dirt bike, your snowmobile and all. 45 plus years, ASC certified master technician, and I will love, if you don't understand what the dealer and or the independent repair shop, transmission shop, brake shop, tire shop, you know, is saying to you, just stop right there. Go outside their office and just you know, give me an email and we'll get in touch. And I don't have a problem with you sending your phone number and we'll get in touch. I've helped a lot of you. I ask and you folks deliver, and that's what it's all about. I'm here to help get you in touch and turn that mechanic or that transmission shop into one of your best friends. That's what it's all about. So let's do it. We got Dougie, the five-stick drummer, in the house. He's ready to play the drum roll because I have for you number two and number one slot for the National Automobile Dealers Association Dealer Attitude Survey and Study. Attitude from dealers. So, the number two slot is Toyota. Congratulations, Toyota. You made number two for the Attitude Toyota dealerships. Now, who's number one? How many of you out there own a Toyota, first off? Oh, quite a few of you. Good, good. You're nodding your head. Yeah, Toyota. This is why we do this. Not only to congratulate you, I salute you, but you folks that don't own a Toyota, number three was BMW. Number four was Porsche. See, let's forget everybody else below that. Let's go up to the top now and see who's got the best attitude. The number one slot for the NADA Summer 2022 Dealer Attitude Survey. Drum roll, please. Man, you ought to see him playing that trumpet while he's doing the drums. Thank you, Dougie. The five-stick number one spot goes to Lexus. Lexus is number one on the Summer 2022 Dealer Attitude Survey. Congratulations, Lexus. Dealer, everyone there at the dealer smiling. I know, a lot of you might be saying that's because of the price, Mark. Well, okay, all right, fine. But, hey, the price on all automobiles are quite high anymore, aren't they? Or are they? You got electric windows, electric door locks, air-conditioned seat, heated seat. You don't have to put your arm out the window when it's 20 degrees below zero in the North Pole to tell everybody you're going right. See what I'm getting at? Creature features. You got to pay for them. Congratulations, Toyota. Number one slot. That is what it's all about right there. A little trivia for us again. Well, yeah, talking about windows. Back in 1946, the first power windows were introduced. In 1946. And, you know, I do remember my dad saying to me, of course, I'm a technician, mechanic, and fixing and fixing and fixing and fixing, you know, just keep fixing. Okay. He said, I don't want a car with power windows. He stated that back in the 70s when they, you know, were in every single car, started becoming in every single car, and they started charging you, of course, yeah, for that. Well, he said, no, I don't want to spend that extra money. Am I that lazy I can't roll up the window or put the window down? And the second thing he says is just another thing to fix. And look at all of us. Roll up a window? Are you crazy? I got electric windows, Dad. Not with us anymore. Rest in peace, Dad. Anyway, so today we are creatures of habit, and that habit is not being lazy, but enjoying creature features. Now, today here on Auto World, coming up next segment, we're going to the North Pole, so stay tuned for that. Yes, Kia and the North Pole have something in common. So next segment, North Pole. But right now, Stellantis, the company who builds Jeep. Jeep. Well, guess what? Hate to say it, but Jeep, they're putting the skids on Jeep right now. They've put it in neutral going into park. The Jeep assembly plant in Illinois, you folks listening, I'm sorry about your layoffs. There's about 1,350 of you that have to be looking for another job somewhere else. The Jeep, Stellantis Jeep, no more. They not going away, folks. They're just slowing up production. The sales are down. So they're laying people off. A variety of factors. What's happened here is the effects of COVID again. Of course, shortages of chips, microchips, as we all know, the crucial of microchips. And, of course, increasing costs, the inflation. And so they're putting in neutral right now in Illinois at the Jeep plant and slowing it up a little bit. So, you know, I don't know. Is that, you know, a good? It's not good that you're getting laid off, but at the same token, is that maybe did Stellantis build too many Jeeps, Wranglers, and Cherokees? The sales, by the way, the demand for the Jeep Cherokee has fallen sharply. For some reason, the Cherokee is heading south. You folks don't like it anymore, I guess. What is the reason? The people that have it, you folks listening coast to coast that we are nationwide, what's going on there? Do you not like your Jeep Cherokee, or do you like it? Are you bad-mouthing your own Jeep Cherokee to your neighbors so they don't want to go out and buy one? Cherokee's been around for a long, long time. Of course, the winner chicken dinner, of course, is the Wrangler. And maybe that's what you're doing. Are you going over to, you know, not the Cherokee, but to the Wrangler? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, this plant, though, in Illinois, has been facing many challenges. For a number of years, they repeatedly cut costs, made from time to time. The old Chrysler organization filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2009 in that facility. So that's all. The merger with Italy's Fiat, of course, the launch of the Cherokee in 2017, the new style Cherokee, and et cetera. But hopefully they get their you-know-what together and get it rocking and rolling again. But they have slowed up. They've slowed up and put it in neutral and getting ready to park it. So let's go over to the Ford side now, though. This is some great news. I understand that all of us, for me, it's great news, and you too, because we are all winners in this. Ford unveils the track-only GT supercar. Track-only supercar. Yep. And what's this mean to any of us? The track-only supercar, Ford finally revealed it, the cherry on the cake, I guess, was Sunday. The Ford GT supercar, Sunday, let's call it. Yeah, why not? Track use only. That means that, you know, it can't be driven on the street, of course. It's the 2023 Ford GT MK6. It's designed to deliver the highest levels of performance, handling, and advanced technology ever found in the GT line. Now, that's a sports car that, you know, is a lot of money. But my point here is that I'm glad they did it, 800-plus horsepower, because what they learn on the track, they bring it into our cars, our family cars. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about not only Kia going to the North Pole, but we're going to go to the North Pole. Just 67 examples were made before they came up with the original one. Wow. We'll be right back.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S. TSA News Update. Americans hoping to catch a flight on Christmas Day are experiencing more weather delays. FlightAware reports more than 1,800 flights were canceled across the country today, stranding last-minute holiday travelers. The storm leaves at least 26 dead and thousands without power in upstate New York, where 43 inches of snow has fallen. People have been stuck in their cars for more than 2 days. A strong weather system is moving into the entire West Coast, and it's not bringing more snow.
We do have a strong system moving into the West Coast, mainly Monday into Tuesday. That's going to bring some heavy rainfall to coastal areas from Washington all the way down to California.
That's meteorologist Mark Chouinard. The Powerball jackpot continues to grow. No one picked all six numbers last night. Monday's jackpot, $201 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tickets, yeah, buy a book of car wash tickets, coupons, and give them to your favorite friend, relative, spouse, etc. And even yourself. Give yourself a Christmas present. Keep that bad boy clean. Well, what does Kia and the North Pole have in common? Well, before we go, we got somebody here who wants to sing a little song to us.
Down to the chimney with gold and me.
Appreciate it. Up on the housetop. Tis the season, you know. That's right. We're at the North Pole right now. All of us, Kia and America, brings the magic of the North Pole to patients at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. That's right. Patients and families at St. Jude take a trip to the North Pole without ever leaving the hospital via a 180-degree digital wall in the hospital lobby and in-room TV streaming, folks. Kia will make a donation, a donation for every new car purchased this holiday season during Kia's Season of Giving Back. The company will give a minimum of $1 million to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to help aid cancer research and treatment. Let's give them a hand. Congrats. St. Jude's Children Research Hospital. You can go to the North Pole and see Santa and Mrs. Claus, the elves, everybody working up there. It's a holiday joyride right there. Thanks, Kia. Appreciate you doing that. I'm going to have to go check it out. Big screen, 180-degree digital wall. The whole wall. Did you get your letter sent to Santa Claus yet, folks? No? We need to do that, don't we? We do. Absolutely. Talking about that, you know, Santa Claus, I mean, my granddaughter sent us a letter to Santa, and you know who Santa is. The wife and I, so we're going to send her one back, and we're going to have fun with that, of course. And that's what it's all about, is having a good time and giving, you know, 'tis the season. That's absolutely what it's all about. Now, it is time. Do we have Dougie the Five-Stick Drummer ready, though? Oh, he's got to wait until the next segment. Okay, that's no problem. He's not. He's got to put wax on his... okay, you put wax on that thing? I thought I'm the only guy putting wax on my Santa sleigh here. What the heck, huh? Yeah, I thought, okay, you're just putting wax on that. That's okay. Well, the hoverboard, folks, the hoverboard, the picture we have on our Facebook page, what is going on? Yeah, well, that's the drive unit for the all-new. It's not new. In fact, that is a picture on our Facebook. There, go over and take a look at it at Mark Evans' Facebook page and Auto World Radio. The German luxury brand, you know who it is, Mercedes-Benz launched its EQ line of all-electric cars back in 2016, actually, with the Gen X EQ concept car. And that picture you see is what's underneath that. That's what drives it. The company experimented with battery-powered vehicles back in the 1900s. Yeah, Mercedes did. And from 1900 all the way to 1906, back in that day. Then Mercedes-Benz, of course, tried its hand at EVs with prototypes, buses, vans, station wagons, sedans, and city cars. There's a lot of testing going on, as I... telling you here that it's going on for a long, long time. Don't think for 1 minute that the EVs are new. The first production of the EQ model was the EQE SUV launched in 2019, followed by the host of sedans, crossovers, and vans, of course, upping the total number of the models offered to 10 in just a few years. And that, again, take a look at that platform. It is the motor. You can zoom in on that. Mercedes-Benz to build, here's the key word, they're going to build, planning on building 1 million electric drive units. That's what that's called, drive unit there in that photo. It's very simple, absolutely, to get those axles to spin those tires to get you going down the road. But Mercedes-Benz is to build 1 million electric drive units per year from 2024. They want to double its electronic motor division in a short period of time, and that is pretty short. They want to make 1 million of them. The EQ brand models is working, the ones that they have up. They're ramping up production of those over in Germany, and they're planning on making more and more of them, of course. And their Mercedes-Benz is wanting to become an all-electric brand by 2030. All-electric brand by 2030. Or wherever the market conditions allow. So that's coming right out of Germany. Stay tuned for more coming your way here on Auto World on that. But go over there and check the EQS model out, the EQB model out. Go take for a test drive again. See what you think. Let me know. I always want your input. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. Also, our phone number here, Axelrod Alex, is behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to take your call at 855-660-4261. Coming up, we're going to go to the fun category now before we get to the top. Well, we're going to get to 3, 2, and 1 of the top United States cities with the worst drivers. And where I'm sitting, Boise, Idaho, folks, we made number 4 on the list. Come on, no more texting. Let's calm it down a little bit and let's get off the list. Yes, Mercedes-Benz didn't even make the list. Hey, they're not there. With the cities, Mercedes-Benz in your city. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit about, actually, a Ford Econovan that got away with $6 million. And now, Eddie says, get to the emails. Okay, let's do it. Hand me the bag. Let's do it. Dump the stuff in the email bag. We got a little time left. Oh, my gosh. There's one. Okay, I got an email here out of this email bag, and let's go right to it. It says, hi, Mark. Enjoy sitting down every week with you here in my man cave room. Well, thank you. Appreciate being there with you. I never thought my car would give me grief. The engine light is driving me crazy. On and off. Back on, then off. I have to get it to pass emissions now or they will remove the registration from my car. What's a guy to do? Thanks for your help. Randy, ears are on here in Meridian, Idaho. Listening to you on KBOI FM 93.1. Well, awesome. Awesome. We're a local station right here. Let's do a shout out after this short break, and then to our great affiliate there, in, right here in Boise, Idaho, Meridian, McCall, etc. Randy, thanks. Thanks for putting the ears on. We're going to figure out how to get that engine light off. As soon as, there's our. Oh yeah, I love it when we do not have a corroded battery and we got our horn working for the shout out. We come back. We're going to help Randy right here in from Meridian, Idaho. Yeah, we got to go. Take a little short break right now. Coming back to fix that engine light.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
At about 3 a.m. on this day in 1978, six men began what would become the largest heist in U.S. history to date. Though the group expected to haul about $2 million, in 64 minutes, the heist at JKF International Airport levied a score of nearly $6 million in cash and jewels. The mobsters stuffed the goods in a Ford Econovan and tore off into the night and also in a Buick. Parnell Stacks Edwards had the job of disposing of the van once they transferred the loot to two new vehicles. He decided to park at his girlfriend's house with that van, the Ford Econoline. It was a good hiding place. As a hint, it wasn't. The stolen Econoline became the centerpiece of the investigation after it discovered 2 days later. Feds were able to lift prints from several of the suspected perpetrators. Investigators pointed to James Jimmy the Gent Burke as the mastermind, though he never faced charges in the crime. Burke, being ever so cautious, is accused of murdering or ordering the murders of many of the men involved in the heist. And sure, their silence, it worked. As the money was never recovered, the story did inspire several films, including Goodfellas, 1990, The $10 Million Getaway, 1991, and The Big Heist, 2001. All done in a Ford Econoline van. Now let's finish up and help our email friend, Randy. He's got his ears on right here from Meridian, Idaho, listening to us on News Talk, KBOI, AM 670, and FM 93.1 from Meridian, Idaho. Okay, News Talk, KBOI, a range. Oh, my gosh, you folks, Boise, Idaho, and Nampa, Caldwell, Mountain Home, McCall, Baker, hello. Maybe even a little bit of Grand Oregon out there, Ontario, Oregon. Absolutely. Thank you, Randy, for being here local, listening to us. And he says here, he listens to us on the first and second hours, yes, live. And then he says, I head over to GCNLive.com to get the third hour. Yes, Randy, we got to get Nate, the program director, to say hello to the third hour, don't we? Thanks, Randy, appreciate it. Now, you're saying that you've got an engine light on. I don't have a year, make, or model. That doesn't matter, the engine light. Take a sledgehammer and hit it as hard as you can to get the light to go off. No, that would work, but your engine, would still not run good. So what you need to do, you got your engine light going on and off. I hate that. And you got to pass emissions. You're right. And you said here that to pass emissions here right away, or they're going to remove your registration, and they will. I do have clients and friends that this has happened to. And here's one thing you can do. Do the best you can, first off. Get the fault code. Get scanned by a technician, by a shop, and get the fault code. Find out what the fault code is. Fix it. Replace the part that it's saying that it's bad. It could be an O2 sensor, gas cap. It could be as simple as that. It could be, a fuel injector that's not spraying gas in one cylinder. It could be a coil that's bad. There's a number of things that could cause you to have an engine light going on and off. Now, it looks like there might be more to the story here, but on and off with a light, that's not fun. Usually what that is, you could have a catalytic converter that's plugged up. Exhaust is not letting the exhaust come out. The O2 sensors aren't heating up then. You have at least two O2 sensors, Randy, and if they're not heating up, it'll turn the light off when the engine is actually cold. Once you warm it up, then they are getting warm, and the catalytic converter is swelling up on you on the inside. It's like a honeycomb. It's swelling up. The exhaust can't get out. The O2 sensors then are reading the exhaust hydrocarbons a little bit slower than they're supposed to. It turns the light on. So that's the game you're playing there. But let's make sure that we have all of the items fixed, replaced, and all that. And once you do all that, and you still have and you just go down there with the light off, whenever you have an engine light on, you'll never pass emissions. Period. They're scanning it the same way that we do in our shops, and it'll say, "Oh, you got a fault code. You can't pass. Sorry. Goodbye." So get the light off. Go in, scan it, and at that time, if they say, "Oh, yeah, sorry, but the light's off, but you still have a code, fault code," I want you to get a waiver sheet. Believe it or not, you can get a waiver sheet, and then you just go back to your technician in your shop and say, "Hey, I've got a waiver sheet." And what they'll do is print you up or take your receipt that you've already done. You have to have, I think it's in Boise and Meridian, Idaho, we have to have over $300 of repair done, and they'll waive you for the next year. So do that, too, if you have to. That's the last thing. But let's get it fixed. That way your motor, your engine will be running correctly, and you won't have to deal with, bad fuel economy, horrible gas mileage, no power, no torque, Randy, going up Horseshoe Bend Hill out of Boise, Idaho here when you're going up north to Highway 55. And this is good for all of everybody that's listening coast to coast. You don't have to have a hill to know that, engine light means a lot. So remember, engine light is a lot of sensors under the hood that could cause the light to go on and off at all times. So let's make sure that we replace it. And again, Randy, replace the parts that are bad. Randy, thanks for having your ears on, as you say, here in Meridian, Idaho, listening to us on 93.1 FM. That's KBOI 93.1 FM, 48,000 watts. That's some power, Randy. Good to have your ears on. Thank you. Appreciate it. Randy, send me through our email, send me an address. I can get you over a little gift pack. And since you're local, I'll hand deliver. I'd love to shake hands, say hi to my listeners at our address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's how you do it. Now, we have, thank you, Randy, we have Dougie the 5-speed stick drummer. We changed his name because he doesn't have a Delahaye. He says they're just too much money. So Dougie the 5-speed stick drummer is in the house. Why? Because it's time now to release who is 3, 2, and 1 on the top 10 U.S. United States cities with the worst drivers. Let's go to number 3, Akron, Ohio. Number 2, Lincoln, Nebraska. And now, the number 1 city that has the worst drivers in the United States. Dougie, let me hear that drum set. The number 1 city is Canton, Ohio. Why? Canton, Ohio. This is all based on the analysts of 4.6 million insurance applications. 10 U.S. cities with the worst drivers in 2022. Let's get you off the list, Canton, Ohio. Number 1. Man, 4.6 million insurance applications. Who do you call? Not Ghostbusters. You call your insurance agent when you get a little fender Bender, don't we? Yeah. So let's Boise, Idaho. Come on. Where are we at right now? In the Auto World Plaza, we're number 4. Let's get our you-know-what together here. Oh, my God. It's so good to help you all out just by reporting. I think that just scared you. Yes, I hope so. Your insurance rates go down, folks, when you don't meet anybody by accident. Appreciate you being here this week, every week. Next week, got a little surprise for you. Because we're getting closer to Christmas, and I want to say Merry Christmas to all of you. Thanks for joining me and into Auto World's Santa Claus studio. Who knows where we'll be next week. We're getting closer to the Christmas tree. I know that because it's way down at the end of the hall. Looks like the garage door's getting ready to come down, but we have one more thing for you.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, this week the word is good. Good. Are you good? Do you want to be good? Folks, be good at your driving, your stopping, your going, and even drifting in bad conditions. Be good at it. Not saying you need to go drift, but practice makes perfect. Know how your car handles in bad weather. Go out and practice in a parking lot, that is. Be good. You're good. I know you are. And you'll be good. Be safe out there. Thanks for joining me. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe and motor on.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
See you next week. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.